Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and I welcome to the show. I don't know, I got lost somewhere in the, oh, I kicked my wire loose. That's why you couldn't hear me. So hopefully you're there. Hopefully you can hear me. Let me check my connection a little bit more. Input. Okay. Input. Okay. No, that's wrong. Okay. So here we go. Can you hear me now? I'm sorry. I wire got kicked off and everything got weird. And so I'm here now and it's like, it looks like it's broadcasting. So can you hear me? Okay, so here we go. I apologize for that. Got a wire kicked off. Had to reconnect again. So what's okay? So let me. I got a caller or two. Oh man, I'm just kind of like, once you kick a wire loose, everything kind of disconnects and everything. You go frustration. But what are we going to talk about? Money. We're going to talk about manifesting money. Ooh, the big money, right? Are you ready to hear that? So we're going to do that today. I've got some articles on that. Let my spirit guide. Okay, let me try this again. If you're in the chat room, let me know. Just give me a heads up. Yes or no, can you hear me? Well, I'll take a call. Maybe they'll know if they can hear me or not. So then we'll jump into the show because this wire thing was just weird. Okay. Hello?
I cannot hear you.
You can hear me? Can
no.
you hear me now? Not at all?
No. I'm just
really?
Kidding. I can hear you fine. I can
okay,
hear you on the show and on the phone.
Yeah, just before I started, I got up to move something and I kicked the wire loose, the plug, and so kind of got lost. So who am I speaking to? Let me kind of get myself into the energy here, the right proper energy and frame of consciousness. So your name is?
Mm-hmm. Holly from the Tri-Cities area in Washington.
Holly, you got a different number. Is that the same number? You got a different number.
I moved.
Well, it's a different number, isn't it? So what's going on with Holly?
Yeah. I moved to its southeast at the bottom of the state in the corner. What kind
near,
of towards the corner?
Near Idaho.
Yeah.
Kind of near Idaho.
I'm liking it.
You're liking it. It's a change for you, right? So... good for you.
Yeah.
Change is good. Change is good from time to time, right?
Yeah, and more money.
Well, money kind of helps sometimes, doesn't it? So
yeah.
Today's show is about manifesting more money. So I thought I'd go there.
And I already did that. I'm good to go.
Well, why would you want to talk to me about it? I can give you congratulations.
A message
good for you.
From spirit. No message from spirit?
Yeah, your ancestors, maybe?
Anybody. Elvis.
Well, ancestors are good. I always like to talk to ancestors if I can. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great-grandmother, father's side of the family. Great-grandmother, father's side of the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me give you what I get, okay? So what I get is now that
mm-hmm.
you've made the next big step in your life, you've made some progress, you've moved forward into what feels better for you. Now, once you settle in, brand new energies are going to come into your life. Brand new male energies. She says energies, not one, but multiple. So you get to sort through these brand new male energies and see which one you like. Okay, so once
mm-hmm.
you settle in, brand new male energies will come into your life, and you get to sort through it and pick one that works for you. Okay, so you shouldn't be too far
mm-hmm.
off into the future. Not too far off into the future. It's not immediate because you got to settle in still. That's what I get. That's the
mm-hmm.
message I get
mm-hmm.
for you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
good for you.
Great.
Good for
love
you.
Love it. Yeah. Thanks, great grandma.
Jeez. Don't stress yourself out over the change, though. Okay? No. Don't stress out over the change. It'll all flow naturally.
Okay.
Okay? Okay? Mm-hmm. What else did she have to say? Anything else? Something about being careful with your health, that sometimes you may take on too much all at once, and that
that can
stress you out because of all the, she's saying something about all the flus and colds going around right now. Be careful.
Oh, I don't want that. Yeah.
Okay.
So slow it down a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do some preventive measures. Okay.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Whatever you're comfortable with. Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yes.
You're in a good place. You're in a really good place.
Yeah. I'm very grateful.
Yeah. Good for you, and express that every day. Okay. So I'm going to let you go. Nice. Always nice seeing you on Facebook and wherever, and Instagram and wherever you might be out in the wild world out there. I like Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I like a lot of posts that people I follow put on Instagram. The most of the people are very inspiring. You get a weird one.
I like
you, get some weird ones once in a while, but most of them are pretty good. You get people that are trying to sell you everything, right? And I follow some really interesting characters like Cheech and Chong and people like that. They're always kind of fun.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. The 420 Club on Instagram. Be well, my friend.
Legal
Be
here.
Well. Yeah, it's legal here now, too.
We were first. Just kidding.
We can keep Jeff Sessions out of the state. We'll be fine. Okay.
Oh,
take
no.
care.
Colorado was first. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. So, we're having a little fun today. Okay. So, hopefully nobody's offended by all this stuff and all this talk. I hope not, you know. Okay, let me give you a quote. I got to call her, but let me give you a quote that I was going to start the show with, if I can find it again. Okay, this is an Abraham quote from the Abraham Materials, actually from their book on Money and the Law of Attraction from 2008. And that's kind of kicked me into this whole thing about manifesting money, because people go, I want to manifest money this year. How do you manifest more money? So let me give you this. You are right when you think money isn't everything. You certainly do need money to have joy in your life. I mean, I'm sorry, I read that all wrong. I apologize. I read that the wrong way. Okay, you certainly do not need money to have joy in your life. And the picture of their spirit showing me, these people in some of the, you know, Africa, some of these other countries, where their people are really happy. They're content. They have food. They have shelter. They have family. They have friends. So you don't really need money, right? But in your society, where so much of what you live is tied to money in some way, most of you associate money with, I love this key word, and I think that's a really key word when they say with freedom. Yes, money equates to freedom. It gives you freedom to do things, buy things, go places. It takes away some of the stress in your life. I think you'll agree with that, right? And since freedom is a basic tenet of your being, that becoming in alignment with money, that's the key. That's what we're going to talk about today, is coming in alignment with money, vibrational alignment with money. And it will help you establish a balanced footing that will be of value to you in all aspects of your experience. So that's what I'm going to gear the show about. Maybe I'll let my spirit guides to you. Talk to you. I got a little lost today in this microphone kicking thingamajiggy bobber, so I'll try to fit it all in the next 35 minutes or so, roughly. Okay, so let me take a call, and then we'll get back into some of the articles about manifesting. I think I'll let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit about manifesting money, because I always like to start that way. So I'll take a call first, you know, and if you like sessions with spirit guides and channeling and all that sort of thing, I love to do that. They love to talk to you directly. It's a little different than the psychic thing, because when I'm channeling for you, I'm kind of going away. I'm in the background listening, and they'll say whatever they say, and I have no control over it, which is kind of fun for me. And sometimes they can be very pointed and direct, but loving, and they avoid certain things, but we won't get into that. Okay. Hello.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
This is Miranda.
Miranda. What is going on with Miranda today?
Well, so I'm a little curious.
Are you ready for
intrigued.
You ready for an exciting? You ready for an exciting, amazing 2018?
I certainly am, and I'm keeping my intentions there for manifesting everything I desire.
What do you want to manifest?
Well, there's so many things.
You got to prioritize. You got to prioritize in the sense of what comes first.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a snowball effect. You got to figure out okay, what's first, what's second, what's third, what's the key thing that will start the ball rolling in your life?
Right. I thank you for that tip. Yeah, so I was listening to the previous caller and I was intrigued. Some male energy came up and I'm looking for that, but for my daughter. So my older daughter, I was wondering what you pick up regarding her love life. Is there someone coming in?
Does she have a love? She have a name? Does she have a name?
Patty.
Patty. What's her date of birth? Just so I can connect a little better to her.
December 2nd.
You better remember that.
I do.
December 2nd. She just had a birthday. How fun is that, older daughter? How old is she now?
Oh, gosh. She's about 26 now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You got to remember these things. You're a mom.
Yeah, I do.
Men are really bad. We don't remember birthdays. We don't remember
I don't like to give out details over the phone about.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's not. I'm never gonna find her anyway. She's 26
no,
or thereabouts.
You know what I mean.
She's a good Sagittarius, which is a very good thing.
Yes.
So. Being a Sagittarius, so you can tell me if I'm wrong about her. Let me see if I can pick up her energy. Being a Sagittarius, she's an experimenter. Do you know what I mean by experimenter? She likes to try different things, but she has a difficult time settling on one thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with men. She's an experimenter. Okay? Which means she hasn't found the right man because it doesn't seem to be the right fit for her. Now, I know you're asking about the future, but she needs to narrow this down a little bit. She needs to be a little more specific about and a little, not settle, but realize that there's going to be differences. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
of
I
course.
Hear from
yes.
her.
Yes.
Because
uh-huh.
she can get too specific. Well, I want a man like this and like this and like this and like that and like that and like that. It doesn't work that way always. She got to go from the heart and not the head. I tell her, she'll meet somebody. Tell her to live from the heart and not the head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean by
I will.
That?
Yes, I do, definitely. Yes, I do.
Because,
it's not a logical process. Yeah.
You go to the heart first. You do that connection. You feel that energy with somebody, right? Boom, done. Okay, got it. Then you start to think about, well, do we have the right values? Do we have kind of the interest? You know, you start looking for little red flags. But you got to start with the head. I mean, the heart. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did I say the head? So just tell her to do that.
Head,
she'll find somebody.
Yeah, but so you're not picking up anything in terms of someone coming in anytime soon?
Yeah, but it feels like she needs to do something work on herself first.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you to feel like men, you see, the universe will always bring her something, somebody. Will always, because she's mm-hmm. been wanting it for a while, right? She's wanted a relationship for a while. And the universe is always dropping people in on her. She just needs to focus on what's most valuable, and she'll get it. Okay, that's what I keep getting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, this year she'll be married. That's what I don't know why I heard that. This by the end of the year she'll be engaged. Let's just leave it that way. By the end of the year, she'll be engaged. Okay. Well, that's a cool thing. That means she's going to meet somebody fairly soon. Spirit wouldn't say that.
I think so. Yeah, that's what. Okay, because she did meet someone, but I'm just wondering if like she's thinking about him at all. And I personally think it's going to be a good fit. You know, like.
Excellent.
But I don't want to pry. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. She's going to get there this year. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much, George. Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get into our topic today for money, about money. We're going to talk about, let my spirit guides talk to you about money a little bit, or whatever they want to talk about. And then we'll go from there. And people bug me at this time of the day. I know. Okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to go under, let them talk to you for a few minutes about whatever they want to talk to you about. I think it's about manifesting in general, but I'm not sure. Well, George didn't give us a very good introduction, did he? He kind of left it kind of wide open. Well, our group name is Sarah. We're a group of spiritual teachers and masters that we come in and out of the group, and those who have certain things to specialize in or so forth, we'll speak to you on. We talk to various hosts by different names, so just so you know that. We like to channel humans, like to get in there and kind of mix it up with you a little bit and give you information that will help you to, from our observation, from the non-physical world. Many of us have lived in the non-physical world and have experienced many of the problems and difficulties that you've experienced. The topic today is about money or manifesting money. Now, one of the things that George is going to cover, which is in the articles, which is really important, is your attitude about money. What do you think of money? What do you really think about money? Now, you really have to get deep into your own psyche or belief system. You have to really focus really on your belief system. What is your really thing about money? Do you fear making money? That's a weird word, huh? Why would you fear making money? Because you fear losing money. Some people fear making money because they fear they're going to lose money, that it's going to be taken from them. Or they can't control money, or they spend it too recklessly, and so they're careful about money, and then they get themselves into debt. So making money becomes this horrible nightmare for them. They make money, they spend it, they go into debt. They think that now they got to make more money, and so they get into this really horrible cycle. So what is your attitude about money? What is your belief about money? Is it, you know, the quote that George used from our friend Abraham, the Abraham Group, which is an associate group of ours, it was that money is freedom. And so if you can keep that mindset going about money being freedom, it gives you opportunities. Now, some people, it just really depends on what you need, your society you live in, the culture you live in, what will make your life easier? I guess that's our best way of saying that, is what will make your life a little bit easier? How much more money do you need to make your life just a little bit easier so that you can enjoy your life just a little bit more? Or do you need time off? Do you need just vacations, paid vacations? See, money doesn't have to be in dollars and cents and Deutschmarks or euros or whatever you call it. Money just gives you opportunities to do things. So set your intentions of what you want to do with money. What do you want to do with it? You want to pay off some bills? I know we're not giving you directly what to do, because a lot of it really has to do, first of all, setting what is your belief system about money. And then you need to, if you have any kind of negative beliefs about money, then that's the thing to start with. Negative beliefs, changing that, reversing those negative beliefs into positive beliefs. Thinking in terms of, well, rich people are all bad. Well, there are really, really good rich people out there who help a lot of people, that they're very generous. They assist, you know, people in various ways. So shifting your attitude to more positive view of money. That's the first thing, to really look at your belief systems. Now, we're not going to get too deep into this, because that's where we want you to start this year. What is your beliefs about money? What do you feel about money? Was it difficult as a child to have money? Did your family, were they struggling about to have money? Did they have to work really hard, 12, 13, 14 hours a day? Did you just barely make it as a kid? Or your family as a child? And so your conditioning about money is, oh, it's such a struggle to make it. It's so difficult. You have to work long hours. You have to do this. You have to sacrifice so much to have money. Is that your attitude about money? Is that where you were raised around money? Think about it. Just think, what about it? Did it come easy? Did it come easy for your family? Did your family well off? Did your family have a certain amount of money? You worked regular hours. They enjoyed life. Did they go on vacations all the time? So you developed this really good attitude about money. that money is not something that's difficult. As long as you felt, did your parents really passionate about what they were doing for a living? They loved going to work every day, and they came home, and you were in a good place financially. You had your ups and downs, but your life was good. Is that your attitude about money? Or is your attitude, it was such a struggle? Oh, rich people have problems. You know, money is really hard to get. You know, money is a root of all sorts of terrible things, root of evil, right? Root of evil. Did you have that encased in your brain? Oh, the root is evil. Money is evil. Money is evil. Money, if you have money, you're going to do terrible things. So you have to reverse those beliefs. So we're going to start this whole process about your beliefs and money. We'll carry this on for a couple of days. We'll be back. I think George is going to have us back on Friday. We'll talk a little bit more about this. And over the next couple of days, if you're going to listen again on Friday, then we'll go to the next step. Today, it's about your beliefs about money. Now, we want you to focus on that for the next day or so, and then come back, think about your beliefs about money, and then we'll talk about what's the next step. After you've kind of identified those beliefs and you start to work on changing those beliefs, what's the next step? Okay? So we'll talk to you about that soon, but you all can be prosperous. You all can have the money that you need that makes your life easier, whatever that is. You know, it's an individual thing. It's very objective. It's very open. You know, one person is $1 million, another person is $200. So it's whatever you need, whatever make your life easier. And we want to conclude with this one thing, that when you start to attain this success and this more money, you have to think in terms of money being something that you put through you. You are a sieve of money. It flows through you and out. So your generosity becomes greater. You help other people. You give to charities. You do other things for other people. And as you think for yourself, you have to think in terms of, oh, the money you're giving to that business. Okay. It's helping other people. That the use of money is to benefit all, not just yourself. Think about that. Think about that attitude, that money gives you the opportunity to show loving kindness to other people. We want you to instill that into your minds and your hearts. Having money gives you the opportunity to extend loving kindness to other people, organizations, individuals, family members, friends. Not that you want to be taken advantage of course, but money gives you the opportunity to be generous and sharing and helping others. So think about that. We'll be back talking to you a little bit more about money on Friday. So be well. Okay. Wow. I'm back. That was fun, wasn't it? They had a good idea, didn't they? I thought that was a great idea. So, yeah, that was a great idea. So we'll get into that. I think they want to come back on Friday. I gotta get back into my body again, back into my consciousness. When I channel people, my spirit guides, I kind of go away. And okay, so I'm back. Okay, I think I have a caller. I don't know. Did we talk? No. You've been holding. Let me double check. And if we've talked, just tell me. Hey, we talked. Okay. I don't have a screener. It's just me and the computer. Me and the computer, okay? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
This is Stacy.
Stacy?
Yes.
What's going on, Stacy? So how is your manifesting skills? That's what the show is about today. It's about if you don't have money, how are you going to manifest more money? And it's not whether you're going to get it or not. Absolutely, you'll get it. You'll get it. Now, the universe is always going to give you what you want. You just have to be a good manifester. So
right.
Are you a good manifester?
I could use a little work.
Okay, so what's the problem? We're going to take a couple of minutes, and I'm going to jump into some articles, and you might want to listen to the articles about manifesting, okay?
Okay.
So what's going on? What's the problem?
I have a problem.
The
flow is it's not flowing. It's, you know, it's kind of stagnant right now.
Okay, so what's blocking
it? Well, I'm in the process of looking for a job, but the money's, it's set to stop.
Okay, so what's blocking it? It's the job, right? It's the
right.
Fear of not getting, it's a fear. There's a fear here, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Even though I know that there's something at the end of the tunnel, but right now it's a fear, yes.
Okay, so interesting. And you're going to let go of the fear? I'll tell you here's what I hear for you. And you know, I know I'm not going to give you like, well, when it's going to happen, but I know it can happen for you. And the spirit, the universe is going to provide, God, spirit, whatever you call it, is going to provide money for you. So it's really getting past this fear, but getting past for the fear for you and a job is to do more outreach, to meet more people, to help more people, not financially, but just get out there and volunteer, help the neighbors, help the friends, blah, blah, blah. Do things proactively in your life, and you're going to create that energy that will attract money and attract opportunities, because you want to attract opportunities. The more you get together, get out every day, help people, do things, little things, you know, clean somebody's house, walk some, you know, go to the store for somebody, you know, volunteer for organization, whatever you're going to do will help you create that energy of prosperity. You think it's crazy, but it works. Okay. You might think that's a little nuts. Okay. But try it, because the main thing is if you sit home and think about money and think about your job and you don't have, it gets really frustrating. So then that's a negative energy. That's a negative vibration to be in. So the best thing for you to do is to get out there a little bit. Okay? You'll get it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Sooner or later, because the more people you meet, the more people you talk to, the more you go, you know, I'm looking for a job, but I'm happy, I'm having fun, I'm enjoying my life. People are going to say, hey, you know what? I know somebody that might need you because you're a good person. You're really active and you're really fun and blah, 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 blah. You'll get it. Boom. Just get out there a little bit. You believe me? Do you accept this concept?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then start it now, like yesterday, like this morning or afternoon or wherever you are. Just do it. Okay? Or I get another idea for you. Spirit says to you too, if you can't get out physically, you can't get out for whatever reason, okay? Start calling people, friends, and just say hello and just kind of like a new, hey, I'm wishing you a great new year. You know, we haven't talked in a while. Hope everything's going well. And as long as stay positive, they get negative, kind of, okay, well, you know, but just start reaching out to people, even friends or texting or calling people or whatever, just to kind of start reaching out, getting that experience of reaching out to people. And that'll get you on the track of getting what you want. Okay? Got it?
Okay.
Try it. See how it works.
All right.
Okay. Be well, my friend. Okay. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
I've used that experience before, and I've known people that have been unemployed, and the key is that you need to get proactive, and it's not necessarily not necessarily in putting out resumes everywhere to get a job, but it's proactive in meeting people. Okay. So let's get back to what we're doing. We're back to money. And okay, let me give you some ideas and tips on, I think my favorite article about this, I got about three of them. I think this is the best one. This is from lawofattraction.com, Kathleen Hurst. She talks a little bit about money and what might stop you from manifesting money. One of the most frequent reasons why people fail when manifesting money relates to the very way that we tend to perceive money, and that's what Spirit was talking about. But specifically, it's an enormous source of stress and concern for many of us, and it's really difficult to get rid of that anxiety. Ooh, that money! You know, like, right, the money! Ah, I can't get it! However, if you take negative thoughts and feelings with you on your journey with the law of attraction, see, that keeps your vibration really low. All those negative thoughts and feelings you have about money or jobs or whatever, that gets you, that kind of blocks you. You're not, you know, Spirit said the other day, which is a really cool analogy, they said that you're not opening up that vibrational field to allow money to come to you or a job or whatever it is, because you're all anxious and upset in this negative place and you're all stressed out and you're thinking about your problem too much and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so 10 steps. And hopefully we'll get through some of this. And if somebody wants to call in the meantime, we can do that. But I'm going to go through these 10 steps. Be clear about what you need the money for. That's a beautiful question. Ask yourself. Some people want money for the vague idea of money, but do you not just want a pile of paper in your safe or a bunch of numbers on your interstate, an online bank statement? Do you? Is that all you want? Just accumulate a bunch of money, right? But be more specific, right? Do you want to buy a new house, pay off your debts, send your kids to college, go on a trip to Hawaii? Maybe you want to be more generous. I use that one because I love that one. Maybe you want to give more to other people and help the homeless or whatever causes that you want involved. And I really truly believe the extension of money as an act of loving kindness to help other people is one of the key ways of attracting more money in your life, because you're becoming that conduit to help others. It's always about not just yourself, but others can be your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, whatever it is. So that could be one of your ultimate goals. And ultimately, as Spear said, you just want more money because you want to have a little bit of freedom and you want to just enjoy life a little bit more. It helps you to feel better about yourself. Okay, number two, decide on how much money you need. You know, that's kind of a wishy kind of thing, right? No, need, not want. Because if you think about what exactly you need this money for, like a new house or a new car or a holiday, you may realize that you don't really need $1 million. You need a very specific sum of money. Now, I'll stop you there and go, okay, wait a minute. That could be on a monthly basis. It doesn't have to be like a big lump sum of money. You know, I need a couple $100 more a week, or I need $100 more a week, or whatever it is. It isn't necessarily a big lump sum of money. I just need a little bit more money to get me going. You know, I just need a little bit more to put aside to go on vacation, or a little bit more. I'm covering my basic utilities and my rent and everything else that I got going on, and I have food in the house, but I just need a little bit more money because I want to go to Europe, right? And I want to save. So set that target. And in the same way, if you're trying to manifest financial freedom, make sure that you know what it means to you. How much money is a month, a year? You know, how much money do you have to save? How much more money do you have to save to be, if you're 30 and you're thinking about financial freedom? Okay, so what is it going to take till the time you're 60 to have the money you need, right, to invest? And, you know, it's really important to maybe talk to a financial counselor, a financial advisor. And there's so many different types. Be careful with that. That's my thing. Get rid of limiting beliefs. We're back to that topic that Spirit talked a little bit about. Money is a limited resource. That's a limited belief. There's only so much money in the world, but you don't know how to learn about how money is made, how money is created, how wealth is created, right? And you'll know more that money is just something that kind of grows. It's an energy that grows. It's not about the paper. It's not about the coins. It's an illusionary almost, in the sense of money just is out there. You just create, and the banks create money, and the government creates money, but as a number more so than a piece of paper. Think about that, okay? You have to work too hard to get wealthy, really. There are a lot of, you know, I take you an example of a person. Richard Branson is very wealthy. He's in his 60s. He worked really hard. He worked for a long time, but he did what he was passionate about. Now, if you see him, he's making money, and he's just kind of sailing and doing all kinds of fun things. And there are a lot of wealthy people who didn't beat themselves up totally. They had a great idea. They had a passion and they followed it. Look at some of your entertainers. They're doing what they love to do. Some of the athletes, they love do what they love to do. And there's so many different areas of life where you can do that if you're following your passion. You may not want to be a millionaire. Remember, all it takes is saving a little bit of money. It's selfish to want a lot of money. Why? That's the next one. It's selfish to want a lot of money. Why is it selfish? It is selfish if you hoard money and that's, you know, you keep hoarding money. They talk about the 1% and they're hoarding money and they're not being generous with their money. They don't want to pay taxes, blah, 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 blah. That might be selfish. But if you're that conduit of money and you're helping other people, you're feeling good about your money and you're sharing your money and you're doing things. Now, sharing money could be buying things, right? You know, you buy things. You could, you know, give a bigger tip at a restaurant, right? That's being generous about money. It's not, it, you know, once you think in terms of if I have money, I can go out and assist other people. I can do things. I can be generous. I can buy this or buy that for myself because I need it, because I want it, because it would make my life easier. But also I can be more generous to other people around me, like the restaurant. Oh, give a bigger tip, right? Help some poor student, help some students, you know, buy, you know, volunteer, give money to your schools because of the school supplies. They talk about teachers in the United States not having enough equipment, right, to help students. So money can be really a benefit, can give you freedom and help other people to have freedom. Money is the root of all evil. That's a horrible statement. You never want to think about that one again. Money is not the root. Selfishness and greediness can be negative. But if you have a positive attitude about money and a positive outlook on money, then you change your whole attitude. It is not evil. There are people who have had money that were evil. They kind of look at them and go, ugh. But you don't have to be that way. You get examples of people that were successful, that had money, that were very generous, that helped a lot of causes. Right off the top of my head, I'm thinking of Mike Bloomberg, who's a billionaire. Who was the mayor of New York, even though he's made a lot of money, he's very generous, he's very helpful, he's involved in causes. And so people like that, read about those people and you realize, yeah, it's not so bad. People with money can do really nice things. My family isn't rich and I probably will never be rich too. Well, rich is financially set up, comfortable. I'll use the word comfortable here. So what if your family wasn't comfortable? Okay? Doesn't mean you can't be comfortable. You don't have to take their family dynamics with you. You don't have to take all that belief system. So look at your family belief system about money. Okay? Maybe they didn't want to be rich. Okay, that was fine. Maybe they didn't want to be comfortable. Maybe they liked their lifestyle. So you have to look at your lifestyle and go, okay, what do I want? What is my goal? What do we really want? Right? What do I really want? And don't, that's your family. You can change your belief systems. You really can't. Now, I can help you. Spirit can help you if you want to call in and talk to my spirit guides about your belief systems and how to shift them and change them. Boom. The chances of becoming rich are very low. That's kind of a negative thing. And we'll use the word comfortable. It takes a certain amount of connection, I guess, to spirit, to finding out what you're passionate about. Joseph Campbell once said, in Power of the Myth and other books, that he once said, if you're living your bliss, you don't have to worry about money. If you're living your bliss, if you're living your passion, you can, great ideas. And if you, let me get into the solution thing for a little bit. Let's say you want to create so much more money in your life. You want money to you. Let's say you do have a goal of being a millionaire, a multimillionaire, whatever it is, right? First step is to really know what are my gifts, what are my talents, what am I really, really, really good at? What do I love in life? What drives me? What gets me out of bed every morning that I want to do, right? Your purpose, understanding your purpose. And then listening and paying attention to other people who do very similar things, right? Training yourself, learning how to do whatever you do, develop your skills, develop your talents in whatever you're doing, right? And then asking the universe, say, okay, I'm ready. I've got my boots on. I'm ready to rock and roll here. I'm ready to create some money in my life. Show me how to do it. From this point on, I'm ready to go. I know what I'd love to do. I know I got a good idea. Or show me. Yeah, just show me. And then you step back and you start enjoying life and let the universe open up to you the ways to make money, the ways to create financial freedom. They will. Absolutely, 100%. But you got to get out of the way. You got to stop analyzing it, fretting about it, being fearful of it, upset about it. You got to let them just, you know, you step out of the way. Say, okay, I'm ready. I'm suited and booted. I'm ready to make a lot of money. Now show me how. And you'll get the answer. You know, genius will come to you. We are all geniuses in some level, right? Okay, step number four, and we'll do more of this on Friday because I'm having fun with it, and I only have a couple of minutes left and got a lot more to cover, and I know Spirit Guides wants to talk to you on Friday about part two on manifesting money. I think they have some ideas for Friday about, okay, you got your belief systems and you're working on it. Now, what's the next step? And they'll get into that on Friday. So step four, act as if you are wealthy. The basic rule of the law of attraction, like attracts like. So how are you going to attract money? If you have a mindset of a poor person, how do you view yourself? How do you look at yourself? What do you say? I am. When you say I am about money, I am wealthy. I am prosperous. Just use the word prosperous. I am prosperous. I am open to receive. You say, I am poor. I am broke. Right. That's you're identifying yourself as that. Acting wealthy doesn't mean that you have to spend a lot of money that you don't have at this point. It just means that you have to allow yourself to window shop for expensive item things. Plan amazing holidays. Treat yourself to small luxury things every once in a while. Just act wealthy. You know, go into a nice restaurant every once in a while. Kind of live it up a little bit. One thing they said that kind of nice is carry like $100 with you or whatever you're equivalent to wherever you're at and just walk by places. Yeah, I could buy that if I want. I buy that. If you know how much money you have in the bank, you go out and you go, hey, you know, I could buy that if I wanted it. You know, man, maybe I don't want. Yeah, maybe I could buy that. I could do that. So think in terms of the things you want. Okay, just really think in terms of the things you want and get into that mindset of, oh, yeah, that would be, yeah, I can, that's what I want. I love that stuff. You know, plan a little vacation. Yeah, plan about what you're going to do with money. Get that visualization going. Get your, you know, your, what do they call it, the board up, you know, your vision board up with the money and what you're going to do with it. And maybe you want to give to charities because I'm emphasizing that a little bit. Loving kindness, sharing with other people, not just about you, but what you can do for money to help other people. And the more generous you are, the more self-sacrificing in some ways about money, and the more you're willing to give, the more you'll get. Okay? The more you're willing, the more you'll get. Absolutely. So it's the law of attraction. So I got a minute or two left. Okay, step number five, and we'll get more of these on Friday, and we'll get in more into money and manifesting. Maybe you have some questions for Spirit on Friday. So we'll hold that off and I'll channel for you what they have to say to you specifically on Friday. Practice or believe that money is a good thing. I like that. Believe that money is a good thing. Isn't that a good idea? Money's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Practice affirmations that focus only on the positive feelings that you enjoy if you had money you desire. So you got to get your emotions into this. You got to get that feeling of money being a good thing, right? For example, you might try an affirmation version of old living as if it. Living an if trick. In other words, speak in terms of, oh, yeah, I'm going to live this way, and I love to live this. Visualize the place that you want. Visualize going to these places. Get your visualizations going. Start feeling good about what you're going to do with money. Okay? That's believing that money is a good thing. All the good things that you can do with money for yourself and for others. I think that's the key that I'm talking about today is thinking about what you can do for other people, how money can benefit yourself and benefit other people around you. And even just, you know, that waitress, that waiter, that server, just, you know, a little bigger tip, right? Okay, wherever you go, that homeless person, you're going to give a couple dollars to, that child next door that, hey, they don't have something from school. Hey, I'll help you with that. That's cool. I'm generous, generosity. Just thinking in that terms, your neighbor needs something. Hey, okay, I'll help you with that. That's not a problem. You know, not expecting necessarily anything in return, but just doing it. So I love you guys. I'll be back on Friday. Tomorrow was my laundry day, whatever, blah, blah, blah day. Okay. And so I'm having fun today. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're enjoying this kind of concept. But again, we'll get back into money a little bit more about manifesting it, money, a little more ideas on Friday. And my spirit guides do part two of theirs. Okay, so be well. I love you. Have a great day. Nice talking. Okay, bye.